Do you have any enemies, like any real an enemy, like your sworn enemy?
Oh yeah. Did they know it? I don't think so. But in my mind, oh yeah, I have many.
Many?
Yeah, but I've been fired a lot.
That doesn't make people your enemy.
Oh, yes, it does. You fire me from a job, you are my sworn enemy. I hate you. I want you dead.
Are they your... Are you their enemy?
No, they have no idea. They fired me and didn't think twice about me when I was walking out the door. You know, they're like, he's gone. But in my head, oh, yeah, I hate them. They're my enemy.
See, I wonder if having a true enemy means that the other person has to know. Like, it can't be a one-sided enemy, can it? Like, there's people that you don't like. Like, believe me, there's plenty of people that you and I together do not like. But I don't know if I'd call them my enemy unless they also... I don't know. I feel like there's one person in particular that probably thinks I'm their enemy, but I don't care enough about them to consider them my enemy.
No, so, you're both enemies of each other, trust me.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
I hate whole businesses. When I drive by businesses, I flip them off.
Entire companies.
Yeah, that whole company is my enemy. So I have a lot of enemies. They just don't know it.
Okay, so I got one. I would say I got one going that's like truly an enemy. Somebody that I never want to work with again, that I only want terrible things to happen to, that, as you would say, you know, if they were on fire, I wouldn't pee on them kind of thing. Like,
no,
true
you
enemy.
You have 16.
No, I only have the one.
No, you have about 16 people that you really hate.
No, I mean, there's people I don't care for that I just wouldn't work with again. But I would say enemy-wise, it's just the one.
So if you call a female the C word, that's not your enemy?
No, I call everybody the C word. No, but then I get over it. Then it's like a momentary thing where in the moment I hate them. And then time passes and it's like, who was that again? I don't even remember them. I don't even think about them.
Mm.
So I think I would say legit, I only have the one enemy, where I'm her enemy and she's my enemy, and that's just all there is to it, and I want horrible things to happen to her at all times. And I'm bringing this up because a recent survey of 30,000 Americans, so that's a lot of people they spoke with, they said, how many enemies would you say you have? So I will ask you, the average person, how many enemies do you think the average person says they have?
Three.
You'd say three?
Three.
I would have guessed one. Like, one would have made sense to me. The answer was zero.
Zero?
Yes. 44% of people say they have no enemies. They don't even have one.
No, they're lying.
Yes.
I have 26.
30,000 people, only 5% said they have one enemy. So me and this other woman who you and I know who we're talking about, she and I are in the 5%. Because I'm sure if she was asked the question, same Z's.
Right.
10% of people say between 2 and 5, and 4% of people say they have way more than 5 enemies, which would be you.
Right. What percentage had more than 5?
4%.
That's it?
Well, listen, 4% of 30,000 people is still a lot of people.
That's like 7 people.
No, it isn't.
I'm way in the minority. I thought people... No, you gotta hate people. You can't go through life thinking everybody is great. No, everybody sucks.
Hang on a second. 4% of 30,000, just so you know, is still 1,200 people.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's a lot of people who have more than 5 enemies. And when I say... See, that's the thing. You gotta define enemy. Because just people like this, a couple people I don't care for. I don't like them. But I wouldn't consider them my enemy. I just don't like them. I have the one enemy that I still to this day think about all the recordings I have of the terrible things they said, and that I would just, you know, if I was in another industry, I might out them for being. Listen, we're in an industry, unfortunately, that you just move on. You just move on. We're not in a Me Too type scenario. You know, we don't live in that. Radio is not that world. You just move on. You forget what the person said and did and go, oh, they're bad. But if we were in a different industry, this is somebody that I would break out all those recordings and be like, oh, my God, you should hear these.
Okay, let's put it this way. If somebody on that list gets sick with COVID,
Cornova,
and dies, we're going to go out and buy a cake to celebrate.
True.
Okay, so in that scenario, I have about 26 people.
Yeah, I guess in that scenario. Okay, so if enemy is people, if they died of COVID, you would not be upset. You might even celebrate. One, two, three.
You have many more.
Four. I got four. I'd say four.
I can name five for you.
But they're not my enemies, though. I just don't like them, and I just they're terrible people.
If they died, you bought a cake and had a party, that means they're your enemy.
No, it just means they're terrible people, and finally something bad happened to them because they've spent years taking advantage of other people, and they finally got their own. There's finally justice in this world. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I would say enemy. Like, to me, an enemy is somebody that you actively hate and you, on a regular basis, think of ways to sabotage.
26.
You and 1,200 people.
We feel that way. Yeah, there's not that many good people in the world.
Well, I think that's the bigger point. How many really good people are there in the world, especially in the entertainment industry?
There's not, because...
Yeah, there's very few. You and I have experience, but then, you know, we've also experienced the other side, that we've experienced some really wonderful, great people who have been very good to us.
If you have uttered the words, "we are going into a different direction," in my presence, I hate you, you are my enemy. Let's just get that out there right now.
And let's be clear, the direction you went into was from having lots of ratings to having no ratings. So right. You did go in a different direction. You went down.
Right. So if you've had this conversation with me in the room and you're not sitting next to me in a chair... I hate you. You are my enemy.
I hate you. Yeah, probably true. Mm-hmm.
If you knew I was getting fired before I was fired, I hate you. You are my enemy.
I don't think so. I think the person you should hate is the one who talked the other people into having you fired. The one who had you fired is your enemy.
No, you knew about it. You could have warned me. We're not friends. And I say, if you're not my friend, you're my enemy. I hate you. I'm making a cake when you get COVID.
Cornova.
I better start baking some cakes because a lot of them live in COVID-infested areas.
Yeah, I just want to say with peace and love that I want you to die. With peace and love.
I'll bake the cakes.